The Mitford sisters, Nancy, Pamela, Diana, Unity, Jessica, and Deborah, were drop-dead gorgeous, spoiled, yet starved for maternal affection, brilliant, but perhaps a little undereducated, loyal, rivalrous, witty, and playful. They loved each other, ratted each other out, and stayed devoted to one another, with a couple of exceptions. The range of their friendships were staggering, from Winston Churchill to Adolf Hitler, from Maya Angelou to Evelyn Waugh. Their lives reflected the passions and torments of the 20th century. The sisters became writers, a muckraker, fascists, and a communist. One became a poultry expert. And now some of the correspondence between them has just been published, grand, chatty letters that were written from country estates, war-torn capitals, and a prison. The Mitfords, Letters Between Six Sisters. It is edited by Charlotte Mosley, a publisher and journalist, and daughter-in-law of the late Diana Mitford. She joined us from New York. Mrs. Mosley, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we're also very pleased to be joined by the last surviving Mitford sister, Deborah, the Dowager Duchess of Devonshire.
Sounds such a mouthful.
I had a little fun with that, too. Well, Duchess, thank you so much for being with us.
It was a great pleasure.
And Mrs. Mosley, what struck you about so many of the letters?
It's a unique correspondence. It spans a period of 80 years. It's between these six, as you said, controversial, beautiful, talented, and very, very funny women, and above all, sisters.
Duchess, had you read the letters over the years?
I've read them all over the years, and Charlotte and I and my sister Diana looked at them all before they were published, of course, as well.
You read through the letters, you had 100 different nicknames for each other, didn't you?
I know, but that was spread over years, and it sort of happened phonetically more than anything else, or they reminded us of something at the time.
Now, you were the youngest. One of the nicknames for you was was Nine.
That's right. That was my sister Nancy. She was a supreme tease. And she always said I never got beyond the mental age of nine. And long after I was married, she used to introduce me to her smart French friends. This is my little sister, age nine. Yeah.
Charlotte Mosley, how did you see the relationship between six sisters play out as you went through the correspondence?
What's interesting is that you see how the alliances shift and change over the years. When they're young, they have a certain close friendship with one of the sisters, and then as they grow older, that evolves and changes. But I think the most interesting thing and the most moving thing about the letters is how, in spite of their political differences, in spite of their very dissimilar lives, the very strong bonds that united them, except in the case of Jessica and Diana, stayed with them throughout the whole of their lives.
Jessica and Diana, we should explain, had a real falling out. Jessica became a communist and then, after leaving the party, a leftist activist. And, of course, Diana Mitford was, along with her sister Unity, two of the three most prominent English-speaking fascists in history.
I think that'd be correct to say. But what's interesting, and this is, points up the complication of the relationship between the sisters, is that Jessica cut off all relations with Diana before the war, and yet she remained in touch with Unity. And when, just shortly before Unity tried to commit suicide, when war was declared between Britain and Germany, she sent a letter to her mother, and in that letter she sent very particular love to Jessica.
Maybe I've overlooked Nancy and Pamela.
Well, my sister Nancy was brilliantly clever, very quick, terrific tease. But she and my father were the instigators of all the jokes in the family. They were absolutely killingly funny.
Let's also just stipulate that Nancy wrote some very well-received books.
She did. The big success was Pursuit of Love in 1945, which was inspired by her, the Frenchman who she adored. And she was able to earn her living through these books and through a lot of other books she wrote afterwards, which still sell.
And Pamela.
Pamela, well, we all loved her. She was called Woman in the family because she was thought to have all the womanly virtues. She was not so quick as my other sisters, but she was terribly kind with all the rest of the family. We all just loved her very much, but Nancy teased her mercilessly. But she just laughed. She didn't mind. She didn't take any notice.
I wonder, Mrs. Mosley, is there a letter you want to draw our attention to?
There are so many, I wouldn't know where to begin. But since we've got Debo here, there's an exchange of letters that I enjoy very much. When Diana and Debo were the two surviving sisters, and Diana's writing to Debo saying how much she regrets that she's not a reader, that she'll never know the joys of seeing the world through the eyes of geniuses like Turgenev and Flaubert and Tolstoy and Proust. And Debo writes back, "Oh, well, I realize that it's my loss, and what can you do?" And then she ends, "Oh, Proust, shall I try, or is it too late? Oh, I do hope it's too late."
It was too late.
Duchess, I would like to ask you about a period in the 40s. There's a considerable exchange of letters from you to your sister Diana.
Yeah.
Diana, maybe for we need to explain once more to an American audience, was married to Oswald Mosley, who was the principal fascist leader of Britain. They were at one point imprisoned as threats to the nation, then put under house arrest ultimately. There are 100 different questions to ask about how perhaps your sisters found themselves being not just casual acquaintances, but, well, they repeatedly called Hitler sweet. My sweet Führer. That's a startling thing to read.
Well, it was all on a personal level, you see. My sister and she got to know Hitler fairly early on. And she was very unsophisticated. And it was like religion for her. And that's how she was. She was somebody who threw herself into whatever she was interested in 100%, and nothing would have changed her.
But I have to press you a bit on that. They knew of the bigotry and anti-Semitism and seemed absolutely to accept it.
Yes.
At one point, they even talk about, I guess it was a proposal to take them to Dachau because they were the Germans wanted to show them what they were doing there.
Well, you see, it's the same really with my sister Jessica, who was a communist in America at the time when communists were having a pretty rough time in America. She was just as devoted to that side, and yet there was Stalin in Russia doing these unspeakable things to thousands and millions, actually, of people. Mm-hmm. But that didn't seem to dim her enthusiasm at all.
Mrs. Mosley, I'll bet these are questions you've dealt with.
Well, I think in the case of Diana, one has to say that her attitude to Germany and to Hitler was very closely bound up with her love for Mosley. Mm-hmm. Really, love and politics were entwined in her life, as they were in Jessica's, who married Esmond Romilly, her communist cousin.
How was it for the family? The war begins and Unity Mitford, your sister, Duchess, attempts to take her life.
You can imagine how terrible it was. She was, in fact, unconscious, I think, for 5 or 6 weeks. And my mother and I went out to fetch her home. And the shock of seeing her for the first time since she tried to kill herself was something I shall never forget. Mm-hmm. She was completely changed. Part of her brain was damaged because the bullet had gone in, but it hadn't killed her. Mm-hmm. And her hair was matted. She couldn't bear her head to be touched. The bullet was still there. And she was a different person. She couldn't really speak properly. She couldn't walk. It was a shock that you can imagine if you think of your brother or your sister being in that position. It was simply awful.
And how long did she last?
She died in 1948 when the bullet in her head moved. They never could take it out because it was too close to a part of the brain which would have killed her in the operation. So they didn't, and eventually that's what happened. But until then, my mother devoted her whole life to looking after her.
Charlotte Mosley, when Diana Mosley and Oswald Mosley were in prison, his health began to deteriorate. They were ultimately let out by Winston Churchill. It was Jessica who wrote a letter saying, "I think it's a bad idea to release them."
Yes, she did. She wrote that releasing them would be a betrayal of the people who'd been killed in the war. But she wasn't the only sister. Nancy also went and denounced Diana and said that in her view she should not be let out of prison, which was actually the second time that Nancy had been to the authorities in 1940 when Mosley was first imprisoned, and there was a question of Diana being also imprisoned. She told the Foreign Office that in her view Diana was a dangerous person who should be locked up. I think it was the way that Nancy did it that perhaps is shocking, because at the one hand she was writing to Diana friendly letters to her in prison, and as soon as Diana was released from house arrest after the war, Nancy went to stay with her, wrote the end of her novel, The Pursuit of Love, mm-hmm. and was as friendly and as sisterly and as concerned about her as you might imagine.
Charlotte Mosley, what do you think the experience of being in Mitford has to tell people?
There have been masses of books about the Mitford family, but this is one that takes them all the way through their lives rather than just focusing mm-hmm. on the period when their lives intersected with historical events, and to see how these women changed and softened and became much more human as they got older. Experience taught them that things aren't black and white and that there's masses of shades of grey. And really, one of the things that I've learnt as editor and as knowing the family is about human ambiguity and how impossible it is to label people as good or bad, black or white.
Duchess, may I ask, is it hard to be without your sisters?
Very hard. I still pick up a pen to write to Diana. You'll think that's quite dotty because she died 4 years ago. But that's how I feel.
Duchess, I want to thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And Charlotte Mosley, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Charlotte Mosley and Deborah Mitford, the Dowager Duchess of Devonshire. A collection of correspondence. Let me say that again. The Dowager Duchess of Devonshire.
I know, it's a bit of a mouthful. It's just a ridiculous name, isn't it?
A collection of correspondence between six sisters. I'm Scott Simon.